Hi everyone, welcome back to Love, Sex and Magic. This is part three of three of me with my beautiful love, Sean, and we are here answering questions on this episode. So we've had these questions come in from the Instagram community. These are real questions. You can see them here. There's a lot of questions. We're going to be choosing pretty much at random. And I think if you haven't already listened to part one and part two, do that. And I think we will deliberately choose, we won't choose questions that have already been answered in those first two episodes.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
We covered
a lot.
We did cover a lot. So we've had these questions come in. And we'll take it in turns to pick.
Okay. Right? Sounds good.
All right. Let's see.
Oh no.
Someone has said, okay, a lot of these we've already answered actually in the first two episodes.
I bet.
Okay, so here is the first question that I'm going to choose is from Helen.
She says,
how do you find the cultural differences between you two?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Meaning United Kingdom and America.
Yes. And also, I don't believe you've ever dated a British person, right? And
never.
I've never dated an American. So it is new for both of us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just kind of works. I thought prior to meeting Sean, I thought like, oh, Americans don't really get like the British sense of humor. And I don't really vibe with like American guys. And then I don't know, I guess because your dad grew up in England and your stepdad is English, I think you have a good understanding of British humor, British, you know, the culture, the language. Yeah.
I definitely feel like I know enough about England and how you guys do things just like not that different, but a little different. Mm-hmm. It's like tea instead of coffee
in my case, coffee.
yeah, you're still a coffee goer. But I feel like you've been in America for a decent amount of time, kind of traveling around, going to Costa Rica, Bali, etc. I feel like you're a lot more, I didn't feel much of any like oddness or like, is British humor more dry? I never felt any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that
I find your humor hilarious.
I find Mama's humor hilarious as well. I would say there's obviously like some words.
Obviously different words.
When you say boot and I'm like, where's that? And it's the trunk.
Yeah.
But there's lots of that.
But no, other than that, it's not really been anything that we've really noticed. I think I would struggle if you were the kind of American that
football every Sunday, church.
Guns, you know,
we're
like
some guns.
You know, like that. That's not who you are, though. Like,
stereotypical, just American.
Yeah. And if I was more stereotypical British, which is
if you're like
a bit more posh.
Well, I would like a little cup of tea.
Oh, please do. This is a good opportunity for you to do your British accent, babe, which is actually quite good.
Which one?
British accent.
Well, I would just like to say a couple of things. This has been a marvelous time with you today, Melissa Wells. You've just absolutely smashed it, dashing,
perfect.
Darling.
So good.
And that's a wrap on that. Thank you so much.
All right, your turn.
Now, babe,
your
American.
No, my American is terrible.
What have been the most difficult conversations you've had? I think.
Okay. Definitely, I would say most difficult conversations we've had were in the first trimester where we were like really seriously like considering like, are we really doing this or not? Like, are we really doing this? Because like going into pregnancy, going into like, are we doing this thing? Like, are we building a family together? Is like a really, like the biggest decision that you'll ever make. And like to decide to do that with a significant other, like that decision on that person is the most important decision you can ever make. So there was a lot of conversations, a lot of serious conversations around like, we weren't just like in this love bubble, just like, let's see what happens. We were like, this is serious. And like, are we sure that we're doing the right thing? I think those were probably the most difficult conversations that we've had.
Yeah, I would say that. And then I would say through the NICU, it was difficult conversations, but we weren't having them together. It was more just like on the regular with doctors, but between each other, for sure, first trimester, whether or not we were actually going to go through it. Because I think after the love bubble of Nosara ended and like we came back to our realities of Miami and LA, I think it was a little bit like settling in and being like,
yeah,
okay, are we going to do family time now together and build this unit together? Because if so, we need to start looking at moving in together. Like a lot of literal logistical steps had to be made in order for it to all kind of work out. So definitely hardest steps were in first trimester.
Big time.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. How do you open up to love when it's hard to trust again? Should we do that one?
Yeah. Do you want to pop it off?
I mean, this is such a big process. And at the same time, I do feel as though you will know when you are ready to open up again.
I hated to be that like auspicious, but literally it is that. Mm-hmm. Like I hate it to sound that abstract, but for me, it like just was a feeling and just it just was there. Mm-hmm. It was just there. And there's no other, there was no forcing it. Mm-hmm. There was no like shoving this life in to make it happen. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I feel this and you're this. And luckily it was reciprocated.
Yeah. And I think it's scary. You know, if you've been hurt before, if you've had your heart broken, if you've had your trust betrayed, it is scary to trust love again. And also to trust yourself that you're making a good decision. You know, if you feel like, oh, well, I thought this was my person, or I thought this was the right relationship and then it wasn't, you know, it was the right relationship for that time. And I think as long as you learn those lessons from those past relationships and you integrate those lessons and you do your own healing work so that you don't repeat the pain from the past, I think it's really important to know that, you know, it's easier to keep your heart closed than it is to open, right? But opening your heart is scary. Opening your heart to love is scary if you've been hurt before. And, you know, we've all been hurt before. But I think it's more painful to keep it closed in the long run and risk not experiencing the depths of love that you really, truly desire. And I think there's a moment actually that's coming to my mind where we were in Costa Rica together and I did have like that fear come in. Even though we were in this beautiful love bubble, I had this fear of like, oh my God, is it safe for me to trust love again? Is it safe for me to fall in love again after I've been hurt? And I remember saying to you, I remember voicing this to you, and then I remember saying to you, I feel like what we're experiencing right now is what everyone is trying to get to. I feel like this is like what we're experiencing right now is literally like it, you know? And so why would I want to block myself from experiencing that? Why would I want to put armor or walls up to what could be the most beautiful love story of my life, you know?
Yeah. And again, like I had a rug pull prior to Mel a year, like I said, and that was damaging. That was hurtful. That was traumatic. Honestly, did not see it coming. All of a sudden was broken up with. And I would say that after a year of, I still dated people. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a unneeded attempt to open my heart. Like I didn't have to force it open. I didn't have to like do work that morning to like allow myself to bring you in. To me, it was just natural and organic. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew like I can now move on. Mm-hmm. Like, and everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And even if it isn't, it still is, FYI. But like,
yeah,
it ended up being more than okay. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think with falling in love, there's always a risk that always, it could end, that you could get hurt. With love, yeah, that just comes.
Yeah.
And so I think it is really courageous to allow yourself to do that and to really listen to your heart and to really trust yourself and trust your body and trust your intuition. And it's worth it, you know? And I think even if it does end up in hurt, in pain, in an ending, I still think it's worth it to love.
Yeah, I just want to like really cherish the gut intuition on this one too. Like the more that you can develop a little bit of space to be able to listen to that, the better in my experience. Mm-hmm. Like the more I allowed myself to go gut-based, it filtered people out in my life that I really cared about, FYI. It's not mm-hmm. like an easy process, but when I did that and I just allowed myself to love fearlessly and wholeheartedly, it paid dividends in the end.
Hey guys, just want to take a quick break from this episode to tell you about my favorite product that I'm using right now, and that is Pitsy Natural Deodorant. I've tried every single natural deodorant that's out there. This is the only one that actually works and lasts and stops me from smelling. But not only does it stop me from smelling, it actually smells freaking amazing. And there are 6 different scents. So what I love about Pitsy is I can basically choose the scent that I want that morning, depending on the kind of mood I'm in, depending on my outfit, the vibe that I'm in. So I might go for like rose, which I love the rose one. But then this morning I was feeling more in like a lavender clove bud kind of mood. I might feel in like a dark sea kind of mood. Like I'm so multi-dimensional that I like to choose a different scent every day, right? So I love this product so much. It's also biodegradable, compostable. You can literally put this into the soil when you're done with it and it will completely disintegrate into nothing. So super good for the planet, which we absolutely love. But yeah, most of all, just love that it actually works, you know, as a natural product. So everyone get your hands on some Pitsy. You can use the code MELWELLS10 to get 10% off your order. So go to meetpitsy.com or Instagram/meetpitsy. All right, back to the episode.
Okay, how do you make sure? Okay, so we got another one. How do you make sure the communication is always clear between you two? Okay, I make sure the communication is clear by giving kind of a slight context prior to engaging in communication, like whatever it's in regards to. Mm-hmm. I think that having clarity in communication is probably like literally what communication, mm-hmm. you know, arguably you're trying to do, mm-hmm. is articulate what's happening in here.
I think that's
so
key.
What I'm gonna say is a lot of things happen somatically. I feel like your audience is aware of somatics. Going into your body, feeling what's going on, mm-hmm. where's the tension, where's the pain points, mm-hmm. literally. Like, oh, I'm feeling in my left shoulder. Oh, I'm feeling in my right arm. And then going into that space, mm-hmm. giving yourself some stillness, giving yourself the opportunity to go there and really like resting in awareness of what that feeling's coming from and seeing if there's a relationship between that feeling and what's currently going on in reality, mm-hmm. because that allows articulate communication. If I can articulate what's happening internally for me to my partner, then that's going to allow her to understand what the fuck's going on. And then also her to be able to reciprocate in a similar fashion. And then that's cohesive and that's working together as a team. Instead of me talking at Mel, she gets allowed to talk. It's an open communication. It's a conversation.
Yeah, I agree. That was so beautifully said. And so I think it's being attuned to each other and being able to yeah, share what I am experiencing, you know, the stories that I'm making up or the feelings that I'm experiencing in my body, and really kind of be with that before engaging in, you know, in a reaction, right? And so trying to like really respond rather than react, which, you know, most of the time we manage to do, but not every time, you know. I think there's no, you know, when, if we do get into an argument, we're not like, okay, let me like, let me go through a certain kind of process. We're trying our best, you know, but obviously we don't always get it right, but yeah, we're doing our best.
Doing our best.
Do you ever wish, this is from Carlina, do you ever wish you would have had more time between dating, getting engaged, baby, and baby to enjoy? You know, it's funny. I never think of that. I never think to myself, I wish we'd have had more time as a couple. That thought never crosses my mind, truthfully. I've only just thought of that when you've actually asked me this question, Carlina, because I think we have so much trust in like, this is the way that our journey was meant to be. This is the timeline that we were meant to be on. And it's never felt rushed. It's never felt pushed. It's always just felt like this is our timeline. This is our flow. It's never been like, oh my God, wait, we need to slow down. We need to slow down. This is going too fast. It's never felt like that, for me at least. So no, I don't ever wish that it had been any different. Yeah, I don't. And I feel like it's a different journey than most people have. It's very individual. But it's kind of fun to be like getting to know each other as parents, you know, and it's interesting that we don't have years of history, just you and me together before we dived into this. Like at the moment, like I'm not in any kind of sadness about that. I think it's cool actually. Like I'm enjoying it.
Me too. Yeah, I would probably just second that. Like I've never thought like I need a reference point to be able to come back to of like just you and me together and that's it. Do I wish I had more time? Absolutely not. Do I feel like the time was exactly how it was supposed to be? 100%. Do I feel like it's been a blessing and a gift to literally get to know each other in such like a sophisticated and depth-based way through the most extreme kind of sequence ever. Of events? Like more than happy to. And like that hasn't been my experience ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first time and I wouldn't change a thing. No.
Yeah. No. Same.
No.
You want to do the last one?
Are we doing one more?
One more.
Okay. How are you nourishing yourselves during this all? Fave home cooked meals to make?
Okay. That's a sweet one to finish with. Okay. Yeah. Well, I will say that, you know, we are extremely blessed that my mom and stepdad moved in when Sky was born, and they've been cooking for us. So we've been having a lot of home-cooked, nutritious, wholesome meals every day, which has been great for me as I've recovered from the birth and just, you know, been able to nourish myself as a new mom, which is so essential. Don't know what we would have done without them. We would have figured it out. But yeah, they've been cooking. We've been having a lot of stews and curries and fish and vegetables and greens. You know, we've been pastas, having supplements. Greens, and I've had to really double down on that because the NICU experience, you know, back and forth every day, spending all day in a hospital is grueling. And if you're not taking care of yourself in that process, you know, we would have burned out very fast, I think, if it wasn't for like having, you know, amazing nutrition and supplements and being actually able to kind of rest at 100%. Home as well. Yeah.
100%. I mean, I think that if it wasn't for your mom's home cooked meals on like a nightly basis, which not everybody is going to be able to have the ability to have.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Smoothies in the morning.
We also had our amazing doula. Shout out to Jasmine.
Jasmine.
We love you.
Yeah.
Our amazing doula Jasmine flew out to do some postpartum nourishment work, body work for us. So in between in hospital breaks, we would go around to her Airbnb. She would do some body work. She would cook for us. She would just be like a safe space for us to land and process everything that we were going through. And that was tremendous.
Yeah. 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 And we also kind of maintained meditation and then like a little workout of a sort.
Not during the NICU.
Not during the NICU as much.
When we got Sky home, we were trying to do that more.
We were kind of keeping the meditation at least going.
We were trying our best, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think honestly, it was like just nurturing each other.
Yeah. Honestly, like I think that was our biggest piece of self-care, was just being there for each other, you know, lots of physical touch, lots of hugging, holding each other, you know, keeping that physical intimacy, you know, even in times of stress, you know, we really came together for it and became an amazing team. So grateful. I knew that you were going to be the most amazing teammate when I decided, yes, we're doing this together. And you've just been the best teammate ever and couldn't have wished for more. So super grateful.
I knew 3/4 into the meal in Costa Rica. So I definitely knew, and it's come true, and all my dreams come true with you, with Sky, with the whole collaboration of the unity of our family. I'm so grateful and blessed. Thanks for having me on. This is amazing.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our story. Hope you loved this three-parter.
Three-part series.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Give us feedback.
Slide into our DMs. Whatever you need to do, share this episode with someone that you think might resonate. And yeah, take care, everyone. Blessings. So, my loves, I hope that you loved that episode. If you did, please do share it on Instagram. I would love to see your story tags of you listening to the episode. We love to hear which episodes you guys have loved the most. Please also make sure that you leave us a juicy review on Apple, iTunes, or the podcast app, because that means so much to me and it really helps this podcast spread far and wide. So thank you so much for listening. I love you. I hope your week is filled with love, sex, and magic, and I'll see you next time.